Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visits northeastern states of Mizoram, Manipur and Assam, says northeast is becoming growth engine of the country. Prime Minister inaugurates multiple development projects worth 1,200 crore rupees at Imphal in Manipur, says government continuously working to ensure peace and stability in the state. Prime Minister participates in celebrations to mark 100th birth anniversary of Dr. Bhupen Hazarika in Guwahati. At least 19 school students killed in a military airstrike at two private boarding schools in Kyok Tau township of Myanmar. Lakshya Sen enters final of men's singles in Hong Kong Super 500 badminton tournament, and Indian women boxers assured 4 medals in World Boxing Championships in Liverpool, England. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today visited the northeastern states of Mizoram, Manipur and Assam to launch multiple development projects. These included a new rail line connecting the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, to the Indian railway network for the first time. Addressing a public meeting in Churachandpur, Mr. Modi urged all organizations in Manipur to embark on the path to peace to fulfill their dreams.
कि हाल ही में हिल्स और वैली में अलग अलग ग्रुप के साथ समझौतों के लिए बातचीत की शुरुआत हुई है मैं सभी संगठनों से अपील करूंगा कि शांति के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़कर अपने सपनों को पूरा करें अपने बच्चों के भविष्य को सुनिश्चित करें और मैं आज आपको वादा करता हूं मैं आपके साथ हूं
Later in Imphal, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Union government has been continuously working to ensure peace and stability in Manipur. Mr. Modi also met internally displaced persons, IDPs, taking shelter at different relief camps in valley districts today at Imphal. He also inaugurated multiple projects, including new civil secretariat, new police headquarters, Manipur Bhavans, ITSEZ building, women markets, road projects, hostel, Eklavya Model Residential School, and other infrastructure development projects worth 1,200 crore rupees. While addressing a public gathering after inauguration of multiple development projects in historic Kangla Fort of Imphal, Mr. Modi said the interests of the people must be safeguarded and those forced to live in relief camps should be able to return to normal life.
मणिपुर की हजारों वर्ष पुरानी समृद्ध विरासत है यहाँ संस्कृति की जड़ें मजबूत है गहरी है मणिपुर माँ भारती के मुकुट पर सजा मुकुट रत्न है इसलिए हमें मणिपुर की विकासवादी छवि को निरंतर मजबूत करना है मणिपुर में किसी भी तरह की हिंसा दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण है ये हिंसा हमारे पूर्वजों और हमारी भावी पीढ़ी के साथ भी बहुत बड़ा अन्याय है इसलिए हमें मणिपुर को लगातार शांति और विकास के रास्ते पर आगे लेके जाना और मिलकर के जाना है
Mr. Modi said 7,000 new houses have been approved for displaced families due to the communal violence in the state and added that the central government has recently declared a special package of approximately 3,000 crore rupees for Manipur.
यहाँ के लोगों के हित सुरक्षित रहे जो कैंपों में रहने को मजबूर है उनका जीवन फिर पटरी पर आए इसके लिए हमारी सरकार निरंतर काम कर रही है सरकार द्वारा विस्थापितों के लिए 7,000 नए घर स्वीकृत किए गए हैं हाल ही में केंद्र सरकार ने मणिपुर के लिए लगभग 3,000 करोड़ रुपए का विशेष पैकेज भी घोषित किया है इसमें विस्थापितों की मदद के लिए 500 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक का प्रावधान किया गया है जिन्होंने हिंसा की आंच सही है वो जल्द से जल्द सामान्य जीवन की तरफ लौटे ये हमारी बहुत बड़ी प्राथमिकता है
The Prime Minister virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl in Mizoram. The projects are related to multiple sectors, including railways, roadways, energy and sports, among others. Mr. Modi inaugurated the Bairabi-Sairang new rail line worth over 8,000 crore rupees, connecting the capital of Mizoram to the Indian Railways network for the first time. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said India is the fastest growing major economy in the world and the Northeast is becoming the growth engine of the country.
From today, Aizawl will be on India's railway map. A few years ago, I had the opportunity of laying the foundation stone for the Aizawl railway line. And today, we proudly dedicate it to the people of the nation, overcoming many challenges.
The Prime Minister paid tribute to Bhupen Hazarika at a centenary celebration in Guwahati this evening. He called Hazarika a symbol of unity and national integration. PM Modi said Hazarika's music united people across India and guided them.
Ganga behti ho kyon sathiyon Bhupen da ne aisi amar rachnaye rachi jo apne swaron se Bharat ko jodti rahi jo Bharat ki peedhiyon ko jagjorti rahi Bhupen da sa sharir hamare beech nahi rahe lekin unke geet unke swar aaj bhi Bharat ki vikas yatra ke sakshi ban rahe hain use urja de rahe hain.
He also unveiled a 100 rupee commemorative coin and released a biography of Hazarika in 21 languages. Assam Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya, CM Himanta Biswa Sarma, Arunachal CM Pema Khandu and Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal also attended the event. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You are listening to the news at 9. At least 19 high school students were killed and more than 20 others were injured in a Myanmar military airstrike at two private boarding schools in Kyok Tao Township in the western Rakhine state. The attack, according to the Arakan Army and relief agencies, struck late at night yesterday when students were sleeping. The two schools targeted were Pinyar Pan Khin High School and Ah Mien Thit High School. Both are private institutions with many students boarding on site. The age of the victims was reported to be between 15 and 21 years. In Nepal, President Ramchandra Podel has appealed to all parties to cooperate to successfully conduct the House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March 2026. We have more from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Sushila Karki today visited the National Trauma Centre and the Civil Services Hospital in Neem Bhavan to take stock of the youth who were injured during the recent Gen Z demonstrations. The injured requested Prime Minister Karki for the deadlock to end and hoped that the next generation won't have to stage protest again. On the occasion, Prime Minister Karki expressed her commitment to make maximum efforts to bring about changes in the country's situation. A total of 51 people died while over 1,000 sustained injuries during the two-day nationwide anti-corruption demonstration in the Kathmandu Valley and in different places of Nepal. A new office is being prepared for Prime Minister in a new building of Ministry of Home Affairs. The fire is still burning in the western part of the main building of Singh Darbar on the fifth day of arson. Shweta Singh for Akashvani News, Kathmandu.
Back home, a three-day-long international conference, Gyan Bharatam, on reclaiming India's knowledge legacy through manuscript heritage, organized in New Delhi, concluded today. Home Minister Amit Shah has expressed happiness over the success of the first international conference. Mr. Shah said Gyan Bharatam mission has been started with the far-sighted vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to bring India's knowledge, science and research compiled in manuscripts, birch barks, tamrapatra, stone inscriptions and records to the new generation. On the occasion of Independence Day this year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced from the ramparts of Red Fort the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali. His vision was realized on the 3rd of September with the GST Council, reducing tax rates on many household goods to ease the life of common people. Today we take a look at the reforms for stationery items.
Under the next GE GST reforms, the government has taken an important step to ease the burden on students and families. Stationery items including notebooks, graph books, erasers, pencils, crayons, sharpeners, charts, maps, atlas and globe will be brought down to zero tax under the new structure. Items such as geometry box, color box and pouches which previously fell under the 12% slab have now been reduced to 5% slab. Talking to Akashvani News, a student from Delhi has welcomed the government's decision for introducing new GST reforms.
मैं एक छात्र होने के नाते स्टेशनरी आइटम्स पर जीएसटी में कटौती का स्वागत करती हूं। इससे हमारी रोजमर्रा की पढ़ाई से जुड़ी जरूरी चीजें जैसे पेन पेंसिल फाइल्स और आर्ट मटेरियल्स थोड़े सस्ते हो जाएंगे। इससे हमारे पेरेंट्स का आर्थिक बोझ भी कम होगा और हमारे बेहतर क्वालिटी की चीजें भी लेने में आसानी होगी।
The GST reduction in these items is expected to support families and students that will ensure lower cost of learning materials. With Soumya Sharan, Shivang, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said that Vikasit Bharat Young Dialogue Leader is a true example of youth-led democracy turning vision into voice and voice into impact. Addressing the press conference on Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi today, the minister said this is the only platform where young Indians can not only share their ideas but can also present it to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Dr. Mandavia announced the second edition of Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026.
देश के हर युवाओं को मैं आग्रह करता हूं कि आप MyGov प्लेटफॉर्म पर आइए, क्विज कंपटीशन में पार्टिसिपेशन करिए और आपका विचार विकसित भारत के लिए प्रधानमंत्री जी के सामने रखने का अवसर प्राप्त करें। इस उद्देश्य के लिए विकसित भारत यंग लीडर डायलॉग का आयोजन करा है।
The grand finale of Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 will be held in New Delhi from the 10th to the 12th of January next year. In the World Boxing Championships in Liverpool, Meenakshi Hooda became the third Indian woman boxer to enter the final, beating Mongolia's Lutsai Khani Aldant Setseg in the 48-kilogram semi-finals today. Meenakshi has now assured India's fourth medal at the championships. There is good news for India in badminton and women's hockey too. We have more in this report.
In the ring, it's a big day for Indian boxing. Pooja Rani is set to square off against England's Emily Asquith in the semi-finals of the 80kg category at the World Boxing Championship. All eyes will also be on Nupur and Jasmine, who are just one step away from glory. Both will be fighting for gold tonight. In badminton, it's a sensational run by India's Lakshya Sen. He has stormed into the final of the men's singles at the Hong Kong Open Super 500 tournament. Lakshya will now face China's Li Shifang in the summit clash tomorrow. Adding to India's dominance on court, the dynamic duo Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have already punched their ticket to the men's doubles final. And in hockey, a gritty performance by the Indian women's team saw them hold Japan to a 1-1 draw in the Women's Hockey Asia Cup in China. They will face hosts China in the final showdown tomorrow. With Sakshi Tanayar, Sports Desk.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visits northeastern states of Mizoram, Manipur and Assam, says northeast is becoming the growth engine of the country. Prime Minister inaugurates multiple development projects worth 1,200 crore rupees at Imphal in Manipur, says government continuously working to ensure peace and stability in the state. Prime Minister participates in celebrations to mark 100th birth anniversary of Dr. Bhupen Hazarika in Guwahati. At least 19 school students killed in a military airstrike at two private boarding schools in Kyoktaw township of Myanmar. Lakshya Sen enters final of men's singles in Hong Kong Super 500 badminton tournament. And Indian women boxers assure four medals in World Boxing Championships in Liverpool, England. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.